Ron, good morning. Tim Carter, thanks for calling Ask the Builder on WGRR, buddy.
Good morning, Tim. I have a heat pump question.
Yes.
Okay, I got an electric heat pump to heat my house with. I want to know what's the best efficient way to use it. I usually, in the past, I've kept my house at 70 degrees. Now I've decided to set it back to 66. Okay, I've experimented. Somebody said, well, set back during the day, so I set back to 55. Well, it gets down to 55, and you bump it up to 66. It takes forever to heat the house up. Is it better to, like, jump it up to 90? Seems like it'll heat the house up quicker, but are you using more energy?
No, okay. It won't use more energy. Well, I mean, it would use more energy if you set it up to 90 and you tried to get the temperature of the house to 90.
Well, I don't want to get up to 66. I want to get up there quicker.
Okay, well, yeah, it won't make any difference because what the heat pump is not working like don't confuse the heat pump with the accelerator in your car, okay, because it's just an on-off thing. In other words, in your car, if you are at zero and you want to go to 60 miles an hour, you can just give it a little gas, you know what I mean, and kind of slowly work your way up to it.
Yeah.
Or you could literally push the pedal to the metal, and you'll get to 60 pretty quickly, okay? That's not how heat pumps work, and that's not how furnaces work. In other words, when my furnace comes on and it's calling for heat, you know, all the burners light up, you know what I'm trying to say? And what you're doing is you're just catching you're playing catch up because your house needs so many BTUs of energy, you know, to get up to that point. Okay, so what's happening in your situation is that your heat pump is really closely matched in size, like it should be, to the needs of the house. A lot of people don't understand that furnaces and air conditioners come in all different sizes, and there's a reason why that is. You know, because if you don't match the size closely, what happens, it's called short cycling, where if you had a heat pump that, say, was three times larger than it should be, what would happen is it would come on and it would throw so much heat into the house so quickly that some of that heat and some of the air might come over and tell the thermostat, hey, it's 70 degrees, you know, in the house. So the thermostat would go, oh, okay, 70 degrees, I'm going to shut you off, man. But in reality, the whole house hasn't gotten to 70 yet. See what I mean?
Okay.
And that's a bad thing. So when they're closely matched in size, the heating is slower and more gradual, and the whole area gets heated up and or cooled in the summertime. So you're using it the right way. You're doing everything right. I think that what's happening is, in your case, as far as the setback when you get home, I just don't think you can afford to set it back that far because it's got to play catch-up baseball.
Yeah. Well, now I'm just setting it at 66 and just let it sit.
Yeah. Well,
is it better to do it that way? Or?
No, I think I would. No, I don't think so. I absolutely would be setting it back maybe. I would just start doing some experimentation. I'd take it, instead of going down to 55, I think I'd split the difference. I think I would put it at 60 and see what happens. You know, and on your programmable thermostat, start backing off your temperature when it's supposed to come back on. For example,
yeah.
If you
I haven't got a programmable thermostat. You think it'd be a good idea to get one?
Oh, yeah. I just kind of made the assumption you had one.
Yeah.
No, you need a programmable thermostat. That's your mistake. Because what's going to happen is, let's say that you come home from work at 5 o'clock. Okay.
Yeah.
So and no one else is in the house. So you're going to tell the thermostat, okay, look, at 4 o'clock in the afternoon, I want you to turn back on again and bring this house back up to 66 or whatever it's going to be. See what I mean?
Yeah.
And then you're just going to have to start to play with to see how long it's taken to get to that point. No, you need a programmable thermostat. That's one of the best energy efficient products you could ever buy. They cost a good one costs a little over $100, and if you use it right, if you really start learning how to use it, it'll give you a payback pretty quickly.
Well, I was thinking about that, but then when you program it, like, okay, I'm gone during the day, set back 55, then say at 4 o'clock. They put up to 90, then by the time I'm home, it's probably going to be up to around 70.
No, no, well, you wouldn't
then
put it up.
Then it can shut off.
But you're not going to put it up to 90. You're not going to tell it to go to 90. You're going to tell it at 4 o'clock, I want you to go back up to 66.
Yeah, but as I say, then it takes too darn long to get up there.
No,
it
no, but...
It takes 4 or 5 hours
I know, but that's because you let it go back down too far. In other words, that's because you were letting it go down to 55, and I already told you that the heat pump... It's on or off. It's not like an accelerator on your car. So you have just got to learn what that catch up period is. You know how long it takes to get back.
What's the best setting?
Exactly. But let me tell you, as long as that heat pumps off when you're gone, that's what you want it to be. You don't want it to be working too much while you're not there and while you're sleeping.
Yeah.
You're just going to have to play with it. But look, you got to understand too. These modern programmable thermostats. They've got like 4 settings through the day.
Yeah.
In other words, it's smart enough to know when you're going to go to work and when you're going to go to sleep at night. So, you know, it's very cool. They're very cool devices.
Well, I was thinking if you set it, it seemed like if you set it back to 55, it won't run at all during the day.
It might not, but then you may have to tell it to come back on at 1 o'clock in the afternoon, you know?
Well, that's why I was saying.
And also, remember, you know, so you're just going to have to play with it. That's all you're going to have to do. And just see how it's going to work in your situation.
Okay.
All right, pal.
Well,
but once you get it figured out, you're going to love it. You're going to love that thing, and it's going to save you money.
Yeah, okay, thanks.
All right, thanks for calling. I sure appreciate it.